The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Honey Tucker, WWL. It's the Children's Hospital Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation. 888-780-8811. We got 5 donations, need 7 more for this hour. Lou Fragoso joins us. Children's Hospital President, CEO. Good to see you again, Lou. What kind of year has it been for Children's Hospital?
Tommy, well, it's great to be here with you. Thank you for all your support. It's been another amazing year. You know, as everybody knows, what we do is help kids. And you know, when you think about some of the things that have happened new this year that have just really, I think, impacted our community and our kids, there's 2 that really come to mind. We take care of the most kids that have sickle cell here. It's a horrible disease. It's incredibly painful. Kids that have that will sometimes have up to 25 admissions into the hospital. Mm. But what's amazing about what happened this year, truly medical history, and we've been a part of it, we are now one of a handful of children's hospitals in the country and the only one in Louisiana that has a cure for sickle cell.
Say that again.
That has a cure for sickle cell. A disease as old as time itself. Mm-hmm. And now we have curative gene therapy that we have access to that can eliminate all of these admissions for kids and literally cure them of this horrible disease.
And record numbers of kids this year treated, right, in general?
Absolutely. If you think about what we've done this year, 580,000 kids will have treated this year alone. We're now across 180 schools in Orleans Parish and Jefferson Parish, helping 100,000 students with a focus on behavioral health. Truly a banner year in terms of the number of kids we've helped, and we can't ever stop.
So as you treat more kids, the cost of that goes up, I would presume?
It does, but that's what we're here. We say yes to every child, regardless of their ability to pay. It's what we've been doing for 70 years. But we can't do any of this without the support of the community.
Tell me about the commitment to the community and how important support is, if you would.
Yeah, so one of the things that really differentiates us as a children's hospital is the things that we do outside the community. We have to take the care and compassion that we provide here and take it out in the community if we're truly going to help change the health of a community. So those are things like our Thrive Kids program, which is across 180 schools with a focus on behavioral health. It's our new Morgan Ray Center for Hope, where we take care of kids that have been abused and human trafficked. It's our trauma center. We're the only pediatric trauma center in New Orleans. It's our trauma and grief center. We are one of only 2 in the country, and one of them is right here in your children's hospital. And so all of that we do for the community. We do it outside the 4 walls of this hospital because that's how you help change the health of a community, the health of a generation.
You know, I always say, Lou, nothing just happens. Whether you're setting up chairs at a PTA meeting or whatever it is, nothing just happens. And along those lines, nothing just happens here at Children's Hospital. And unfortunately, it costs a lot of money, and it is a non-for-profit hospital. So how important is it that people call right now and make a donation?
Tommy, you said it perfectly. If you think about everything I just described, all those programs out in the community, that's $36 million we're essentially giving to the community, whether it's in free care or in these community programs, and we can't do any of that without the support of our community. So we need those donations to make sure these programs stay sustainable, that they stay ongoing, because The health disparities in our community are real, and we are the ones fighting those to make sure that we can mitigate those and eliminate those, and we can't do it without the support of the community.
Man, God bless y'all and the work you do. You know, I think the world of you and the work y'all do, and the jackets that Lou wears are just amazing. This is like a red and gold and just an ensemble that you wouldn't believe. Radio cannot describe it. Thank you, sir.
Tommy, thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Happy holidays.
We'll take a break. It's the Radiothon for Children's Hospital, 888-780-8811. Call now. Make a donation, please. We'll be back in a flash right now, WWL First News.